Hello and welcome to Coffee with Mike. My name is Mike Vini, and it's been a long week, a very long week for me. And I've been feeling a little burned out. And one of the reasons I'm recording this episode is not just for you, but also for me, because I need to review some important concepts around burnout. And today we're going to be talking about burnout to balance, strategies for sustainable leadership. This is important because so many people are experiencing burnout right now, and you're going to learn actionable strategies on managing stress and avoiding burnout while at the same time leading effectively. So there's new research from Moodle conducted by the research consultants at CensusWide, and it shows that 66% of American employees are experiencing some sort of burnout in 2025. So that is two-thirds of the workplace. If you care about your health and wellness, then I invite you to listen all the way until the end. So the name of the podcast is Coffee with Mike, and I'm drinking coffee right now. I'm drinking coffee from Greenwood Lake Roasters in Greenwood Lake, New York. It's some of the best coffee I've ever had in my life, and I'm very glad that they are about 20 minutes from my home in the Hudson Valley. And I encourage you to check them out. They are not sponsoring the show. They're getting some free advertising. So you're welcome, Greenwood Lake. But no, check them out. There's some really nice people and they make some great, great coffee. So I invite you to join me if you're getting coffee right now. We're getting coffee together. That's kind of cool. And if you're not getting coffee, that's okay. I know you might not drink coffee. So let's get started here. Let's talk about burnout. This is a term that gets thrown out a lot. People just say, I'm just burned out. Burnout is a term that you need to understand when you use. It was first popularized in the 1970s by Herbert Freudenberger, a German-American psychologist. He used it to describe the physical and emotional exhaustion he observed among volunteers at a free clinic in New York City, people who were deeply committed to their work, but began to feel depleted and disillusioned over time. Freudenberger then published his observations in a 1974 paper defining burnout as a state of mental and physical exhaustion caused by one's professional life. So it was originally associated with healthcare, human services, and social workers, but the concept quickly expanded to include anyone experiencing chronic workplace stress that hasn't been successfully managed. Now, just so you know, I have depression, anxiety, and obsessive compulsive disorder. I've had them for my entire life. It's been a challenge to learn to get them managed. I don't think they're ever going away, and that's okay. They don't have to go away. But for the most part, I've gotten it to a place where they have become managed and it's not completely debilitating my life like it once used to. And I'm grateful for that. That's one of the reasons I'm able to record this podcast, actually, because I'm in a better mental state. On top of that, I'm the CEO of Lovely Refinement, a women's mental health and wellness brand. So I have to deal with running a business and all the challenges that come with leading a team, and it's not easy. And I live in today's world. And in today's world, there's just so much happening from the moment you wake up in the morning. There's just stuff in your own life. If you just pick up your phone for a second, there's things happening politically, culturally, in the environment, in the economy that are just causing stress everywhere. So this is happening, and this is causing a lot of burnout for people, and I know that I'm not alone here. Employees everywhere are feeling this burnout, which includes you, which is probably why you're listening to this episode. And here's some statistics to know about. According to the Moodle report of employees, burnout is driven by 24% of them feeling like they have more work to complete than time to do it. 24% of them not having enough resources or tools to do their job properly, and 20% of them having a perception, this is very important, perception of a poor economy, which is impacting their well-being at work. It doesn't mean the economy is actually poor, but it's a perception. 19% of them taking on too much work due to labor shortages in their industry. And 13% are just worried about how AI will impact their role. So these statistics are really important to understand what's on people's mind. Another term that I use, and I've been putting this in my workplace mental health presentations, is consumer sentiment. We don't usually hear that term in the mental health and wellness world. And consumer sentiment is how excited or scared people are about spending money. And that's important to understand. Over the past year in 2025, you can just look at it on a graph, consumer sentiment has just consistently gone down. So people are just more and more getting worried. So these issues are real. Whether they are actually happening or not, they're real to people in their minds. And keep in mind, certain places in the world get news a certain way, and it affects how people think and feel and how they go about things. So it's important to understand that whatever story someone is telling themselves is true, and you have to validate that as a starting point for addressing this in the workplace. Now, here are some strategies. I'm going to give you five for sustainable leadership around burnout and encourage you to apply these five strategies. And once they become a habit, bring them to your employees. But the key is here, you have to master them first. That's your assignment here. And chances are you setting an example may be all that you need to do. I think of it like my mother, who passed away in 2016. My mom was very healthy until she got diagnosed with cancer. And one thing that she used to do was she would work out. I remember when my brother and I, we were kids, my mom would be lifting weights and going to exercise classes and martial arts and stuff. And I remember there was one time at dinner, I mean, she decided to flex her muscles and show us how lean she was or whatever, and basically was picking on my brother and I, saying we need to get our act together. And I mean, she was doing it lightly and in jest, but fast forward to today, fitness is a major part of my life and my brother's life because my mom set that example. And so as a leader, it's the same thing. You set the example. You can't invest in mental wellness for your organization and you're the one who's stressed out and neurotic setting that type of tone. It just doesn't work. So it's important that you start with yourself. Everyone will follow you. So let's start with your central nervous system. Remember that it's the boss, and stress just is not in your head. It's actually in your body. Your central nervous system consists of your brain, your spinal cord, and the nerves in your body. And when you experience stress, one way to look at what stress is, it's actually an imprint left on your central nervous system. And when triggered, your body shifts into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, leading to chronic dysregulation. Now, let me explain fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, what that means. Back in the day when we were in the woods, our ancestors maybe encountered a lion in the woods, and they had four choices: fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Fight, let's start with that. They may decide, okay, I'm going to fight the lion because that's the only way I'm going to get out of this alive. Any chance I have, I got to fight the lion. That's one choice. Number two, flight. I am going to run as fast as I can. I'm going to try to zigzag and maybe run up a tree and hope the lion just gets away from me. Freeze mode, that's number three, is where you freeze. I'm just going to pause, be still, and pray that the lion just goes away. And number four, fawning, negotiating with the lion. You say to the lion, look, I know you really want to eat me, you're hungry, but I promise you, if you don't eat me, I will bring you to three other people that I know definitely need to be eaten. So keep in mind that our body still has that in our central nervous system, fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And some of it is actually an inherited thing that we inherit in our DNA. And that's how we respond to stress. So when you begin to experience stress, you start to get irritable, feel fatigued, brain fog, sense of always needing to be on alert, constantly on alert. And understanding this connection is the first step toward healing. Number two, regulation beats reaction. You can't lead effectively if your nervous system is stuck in survival mode. Daily regulation tools like breathwork, yoga, walking, and meditation help your system recover from stress and build resilience over time. Each day, one of the greatest things that I've learned as a leader is to meditate in the morning. Many years ago, back 2017, I can tell you, my business coach, Lacey, and I were doing coaching, and we were doing it over the phone. So this is before Zoom and FaceTime started to take off as a regular thing in the workplace. I mean, people were doing FaceTime at that time, but it wasn't a regular thing. And I remember my coach and I had never seen each other than a picture. And so she was trying to get to know me, especially my leadership style and my challenges, what a good coach does. And I remember one conversation where I was bragging to her about my nickname being Rocket Boots. And I would tell her about Rocket Boots, how Rocket Boots would wake up first thing in the morning and pour his coffee and start the day. Sometimes that day would start at 6:30 a.m. and Rocket Boots would focus, boom, 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 get stuff done. And because I'm in New York City, I mean, that's how you have to be. That's what this culture is all about in New York City. And she patiently listened to me. And then she asked me a question I'll never forget. She said, "Okay, Rocket Boots, I have a question for you. How big is your waistline?" Now, that question threw me off and kind of bothered me because my waistline, well, wasn't small. And why was she asking that? Was she trying to body shame me? And she proceeded to lovingly explain to me or give me a lesson in cortisol in the body, stress in the body, and how that leads to weight gain. And one of the signs of feeling stress or having a lot of stress or a central nervous system that's not regulated is weight gain. So that was a game changer for me to really hear that like that. And since then, I can't say that Rocket Boots is completely gone. And Lacey, in case you're listening, we talk about this all the time, but I've done significantly better in each day, starting my day, meditating, looking at my planner, getting focused on what I need to. So that's something to think about for regulating yourself. Number three, learn the power of saying no. Burnout thrives in overcommitment. Sustainable leadership requires setting boundaries with your time, your calendar, and your energy. Saying no is not just selfish, it's strategic. In the book, let's see if I can remember, The Power of a Positive No by William Ury, who is a former hostage negotiator, he opens the book by sharing a fact about saying no, that we often don't want to say no because we feel it will damage a relationship. But we end up saying yes and resenting the fact that we said yes. And his book gives you a formula for saying no in a way that actually builds relationships. And I'm not going to go too much into that formula right now because that's its own episode. I should totally do an episode on saying no, right? And that will help you with learning to say no. Another book, Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud, is probably the best book on learning boundaries. And reading it the first time, I mean, I was bothered by how much I never knew about boundaries. And most of us are never taught boundaries. We come from cultures and families where you're expected to say yes. Number four, build micro moments of recovery into your day. You don't need a week-long vacation to reset. No. Short, intentional pauses, like deep breaths between meetings or a 10-minute walk, create consistent restoration for your brain and your body. Sometimes we want to see a profound change in something. So if you're feeling stressed or burned out, you want a profound shift. You want the stress to go away. You want to feel calmer, more grounded. But the secret to moving ahead and getting progress in this area is subtle things. Right before I hit record for this recording, I took a break. I had done a recording previously for another podcast episode, and I felt good about it, and I was ready to go right into this one. But I said, no. Pause. Don't look at your phone. Just sit here for a moment. And that's what I did, and sipped some more coffee. And that's a great way of practicing small, intentional, micro breaks. Finally, number five, reevaluate what success really means. Sustainable leadership starts by questioning outdated definitions of productivity and achievement. Prioritize alignment over hustle and long-term impact over short-term output. I just told you about Rocket Boots, my previous alter ego. And I remember I used to post on social media about stuff I got done during the day and put a hustle hashtag, hustle, New York City. And that is an outdated image I had in my mind about success. And I had to really define what success is for me. And it looks a lot different than when I started out on my journey. Success to me now is actually being able to sit here with you and deliver this podcast episode to you, be able to be relaxed and have fun and share tools that can help you in a non-stressful way. And so that's something that I've learned to do. So one question you can always ask yourself, what story am I telling myself and how do I know it to be true? Let me say that again. What story am I telling myself and how do I know it to be true? So as we wrap up this episode, I want to ask you, what is one small change you can make today to help your nervous system feel safe and supported? What's one small thing? Again, we don't need the profound. We need the subtle. So I invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. If you liked this episode, please leave a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. These reviews really help us get this podcast to more people. We're going to have show notes for you. And just to sum up everything we discussed today, Moodle, conducted by the research consultants at CensusWide, shows that 6% of American employees are experiencing some sort of burnout in 2025. Here are some strategies for sustainable leadership. Remember that your central nervous system is the boss, number one. Number two, regulation beats reaction. Number three, learn the power of saying no. Number four, build micro moments of recovery into your day. And number five, reevaluate what success really means to you. I want to thank you so much for watching this or listening to it. And I want you to know something, that it's important to me that we had this conversation today. And actually, when I started recording, I was actually feeling nervous because I said to myself, you know, I haven't been on top of my self-care as much as I would have liked to. And that's me being transparent. But the beautiful thing about sharing all this content with you, it's like I have clarity right now and know what I need to do. So after I'm done, I'm actually supposed to record another episode, but I'm not going to do that, actually. I am going to go to the gym and get my workout in. And when I get back, if I feel like it, I will record the next one or just leave it until next week. That being said, thanks for listening and let's get coffee again sometime. Take care.